FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community music, bringing you Blessing Offer, Jordan's. Good morning. Happy Thursday, 7:03.
You know, music is really better when it's shared, and weeknights from 8 to 10, the music is up to you. Caitlin is your host tonight. Email, Facebook, or call in your request to her. Tonight between 8 and 10 is the WJTL Request Show, sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
This morning, our very special guest from Life Cycles is Eden Troyer. Eden is a volunteer leader. She's also a sophomore at Lancaster Bible College. Good morning, Eden. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's so great to have you here. Anybody you would like to say hi to this morning?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
And we should say hi to Lee, who's this morning getting to listen instead of being here talking.
Hi, Lee.
So how did you get involved in Life Cycles?
So I actually learned about it from a friend who is in Life Cycles. We started about halfway through the summer 5 years ago, and I've been doing it ever since.
What do you love about Life Cycles? What is it that makes you come back year after year?
I really love the community that Marcy and Lee have created. The community between the leaders and the teens is so encouraging, and it's really nice to have good friends there who will push you to your hardest, but also they cheer you on the whole time. So it's just a really sweet, and it's so gospel-centered, and I just really love that sweet atmosphere.
That's awesome. Do you have any rides over the years that were your favorite?
We did one in Gettysburg a couple years ago. We got to ride through the park and see some of the battle scenes and monuments, and then we also got to see some of the countryside, and it was during peak colors, so it was absolutely beautiful down there.
That sounds like a great ride. Yeah. Now, tell us about Life Cycles. How often do you ride? How do the teams form? Give us some of the details.
Yeah, so we have a girls' team and a boys' team. They ride Tuesday and Thursday evenings. Tuesday nights are based out of Marietta Park, and then we are also based out of Amos Herr on Thursdays. It's completely free to sign up. You don't have to pay anything, and they provide the bikes, the helmets. You get dinner after the ride, water. Yeah, everything is free.
That sounds very cool. How far do you ride each week?
It depends on your physical abilities. We have some groups that go at least 10 miles a night, and then some groups that go as far as 20 or 25 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the furthest you've ever ridden on your bike?
I think I rode 40 miles in one morning, which was a lot, but it was so great though. I loved it.
That sounds like a lot. Do you try to ride every day or just a couple times a week? What's your schedule?
I ride with Life Cycles, and that's about it. I wish I had more time to ride. But yeah, I wish I got out more, but I don't.
So you're busy at LBC. What are you studying there?
So I'm studying Christian thought in the humanities, and I have a specialization in writing. So I'm doing a lot of writing, which I love.
A lot of writing. And you're a sophomore there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So if people are hearing what you're doing and saying, I would like to ride in Gettysburg, I would like to ride on Tuesdays and Thursdays or whatever, how can people sign up? How can they get involved in Life Cycles?
Yeah, so we have a website. It's lifecyclesteam.org. Or you can call Lee DeRemer at 717-586-2511. You can sign up at any point during the semester or the year, even during the season itself. There's no deadline or anything to sign up.
Any special qualifications?
Nope.
No. Just want to ride.
Yep.
Just want to ride. That's always. Do you have your own bike that you
use? I do, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty great. So coming up, we're going to talk more about some of the rides that you guys take in the summer. Mm-hmm. See if people want to sign up for that. In the meantime, we encourage you, visit lifecyclesteam.org, lifecyclesteam.org. Coming up, we're going to talk more with Eden on the way, Forrest Frank, the City Harmonic, and more music too.